keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
It's that time of week when we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia.
Alicia, you know how I know Raven has been good this week?
How is that?
He's usually, when we have to do this, he's like already hemming and like making up excuses and things like that. He's like, no, we got to call her right now. Like, let's hurry up. Let's call her. Yesterday, you're like, I'm riding this A. I'm riding this A because you got an A last week.
Aww. I'm sorry, honey. Not happening.
Oh, man. Great. So what's been going on this week?
We've been busy. Nothing really going on. It's just one of those weeks where his little things he does drive me more crazy than usual.
Like what?
Like his pile on our dining table, Anna. I know you've heard about it before, but it's just out of control. And I seriously almost shoved everything in a garbage bag and threw it in his car.
Anna, these are our important documents. I don't have an office. There's nowhere for this stuff to go. Every room that we have in our house is turned into a storage unit.
But don't you eat on the dining room table?
Of course, in our cute little cubby. It's an 8-person table. We're only 2 people.
Oh, I can see how that would be upset. Like, after a while, like, you're trying to eat your pasta and you look over and you're like, oh, look, there's the Chase bill. Cool.
It's not just bills, Anna. It's everything.
What are we going to do about this, Raven?
She has a stack of stuff on there right now.
They're stuff you were supposed to look at.
Oh, I looked at it. And
oh, and you put it back on.
Right, and I handed it to you, and there it still sits.
I went through it.
What else, Alicia? What else?
I can't win.
His dresser. His dresser looks just like the dining table. I can't even dust it. When I clean, Anna, I can't even dust his dresser, so it's an inch thick dust with this mess on his dresser that looks just like the dining table.
Let's look at this. We're looking at like 10% of the dining room table and my dresser. The two places I'm allowed to exist. The rest of the house is hers. My stuff.
Like
the various things that come out of my pockets every day.
Like
my
what?
Change, my keys, like, you know, the stuff I need to exist with.
Coat
that
hangers,
stuff.
His belt. Random things, Anna.
That I put on every single day. Coat hangers that I took, like, literally the shirt that I'm wearing at the moment off and put the coat hanger right there.
This is not supposed to be you arguing with your wife. This is us supposed to be hearing, as a husband, how you behave this weekend, Raven. Alicia, is there anything
else
you'd like to
add? I'm going to send you photos of these things so you can see what I'm talking about.
Oh, you please do. Text them right to me. Put it on Instagram and our Facebook page and all of that. I think we should put it to the listeners because I can understand both of your sides of view. It's like, it's a big house, and like, what's the difference if it's there? But then I think if you visually see it, I think that they may that may sway some of the listeners on what they think of who's right.
I'm steaming over here right now.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Alicia?
Other than that, he's been great.
Don't try and do a disclaimer now, babe.
Oh, really?
That being said, Alicia, what would you like to give your husband, Raven, as a grade this week?
Give him a B+, Anna.
See, that's still a solid grade. You're overreacting for nothing.
I didn't like her tone then. why come crashing on me with something that I'm aware of? And no, we had an argument about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. We bickered about this yesterday.
Trying to set the table for dinner.
You should have used the gap statement as an actual placemat for your dinner plates.
Right.
Alicia, have a great week. I'll talk to you later.
You too.
All right, bye.